சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
பேஜ் 46 வெர்ஸ் 81.
தசமஸ்ய பரிஜ்ஞானாத் நவஜ்ஞஸ்ய யதா சுகம் ததா ஜீவஸ்ய சத் ப்ராப்திஹி. இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ.
In the previous class, you have to correct one word. I said avagnasya, but it is navagnasya. First line, parijnanat navagnasya. There is double na. One na becomes takara, parijnanat. Then plus navagnasya, na, tatadadhana. The author, using a classical example, very well-known example, Dashama Drishtantaha, the tenth man story. When a student is counting his friends as nine, after counting nine, is the knower of nine, therefore is called Navajnaha. The knower, who is the counter of those nine students, Shishyas, he is known as Navajnaha. After counting nine of them, he was searching for a tenth man. And he thought the tenth man is missing. He started crying, worrying. Then one guru comes and tells him, tenth man is there. Dashamaha asti. Tenth man is there. So now this Shishya, who counted nine of them, he got the knowledge. There is a tenth man. He got the knowledge. There is a tenth man. How he has got that knowledge? Apta Vakyam. One Mahatma or Guru said. Then he has got that Dashamaha Asti. Tenth man is there. It is a knowledge. What knowledge? Paroksha Jnanam. First that Guru gave the paroksha jnanam, indirect knowledge. He has not yet come across the tenth man, the one who counted nine of them. That person has not come across the tenth man, because the Guru said tenth man is there. This is called paroksha jnanam, first stage of teaching. Then further he said, now relax, tenth man is there, you need not worry. After relaxing, then he gives the avaroksha jnanam. Tenth man is there. When the guru said, the shishya is asking, where is the tenth man, where is the tenth man? So eagerness is increasing more and more. I want to see the tenth man. Because you are telling there is a tenth man, I trust your words. You are looking like a sane person. You won't bluff. Therefore, I want to know where is that tenth man. Then second stage of teaching, no? That guru tells that tenth man is none other than you who counted all the nine students. The tenth man is not anyone else other than you. This is called aparoksha jnanam, direct knowledge, second level of teaching. Aparoksha jnanam. The tenth man, whom I said he is there, that statement is towards you only I am doing. You are the tenth man. So, that tenth man, the one who counted Navagnyaha, who counted the nine students, who has got the knowledge of the nine students. Number one, first student, second student, third student, fourth, fifth. All these students who counted, this person knows. Now he has got tenth man knowledge as himself. It's called aparoksha jnanam or direct knowledge. Then what is the result? Benefit. Sukham. There is ananda. There is no one is missing. I am the tenth man. When he was counting also, tenth man was available. When that guru said tenth man he is there also, tenth man is available there. When guru said that tenth man you are, then only he has got the knowledge. Now what is your job, my dear tenth man? You have to say, aham dashamaha asmi. Aham dashamaha asmi. Claiming. This is the third level of conviction. Dashamaha ahameva. Aham asmi. So, paroksha jnanam dashamaha asti. Aparoksha jnanam dashamaha asmi. Claiming is what? Dashamaha ahameva. Without any doubt. Then there is a sukham. Dashamasya parijnanat. By knowing the tenth man as myself, parijnanat, sukham. There is ananda, sukham. Yatha sukham bhavati. Navagnasya dashamasya parijnanat yatha sukham bhavati. Drishtanta. This is. Now the second line Acharya gives darshtanta. Tatha, in the same way, jivasya, the individual self, jivaha, the individual, the person, who is thinking, I am a housewife, I am a householder, I am an ordinary human being with sanchita agami, prarabdha karma, the one who is struggling mentally, facing lot of agony, fear, that jivasya, kim praptihi bhavati, satpraptihi iti. Satprapti means brahma prapti. Sat means brahman. Brahma praptihi. Here prapti word we have to understand correctly. Prapti is not a prapti. Apraptavat, when he was ignorant, tenth man, when he was ignorant, I am a tenth man. Tenth man, apraptam or praptam? Is available or not available at that time? When the tenth man do not know the tenth man, at that time itself, tenth man is available. Not apraptam. Praptam eva. Similarly, as jiva, I am struggling, at that time itself, I am Brahman only. Aham Brahma eva. Sat praptihi means apraptavat. Praptihi then praptasya prapti. For this we used to give another example. Kaunteya. When Kunti Devi comes and tells to Karna, Karna, you are not Radheya or Suta Putra, you are Kaunteya. So Karna has to claim. He need not go and search for where is that Kaunteya. Atra eva karanaha Kaunteyaha eva. Praptam, idani meva praptam. As he is karana only, Kaunteya only. What he has to do? He has to drop the notion, I am a Suta Putraha. He has to drop the notion, I am a Radheyaha. He has to claim, I am Kaunteyaha. Kunti Devi Aptavakyam, Guru. She is the proof. She tells, Karana job is only to claim, that's all. He need not do meditation, he need not go to Himalayas, he need not do anything. Nothing. So just claiming. Astra eva brahma samushnute. The Vedanta Dindima student who is sitting, listening, he is Brahman. Sitting and listening, thinking as Jiva, Vedanta says that listener, the seeker, who is seeking, who is sought after, he is the Brahman. None, no one else. That is what he says, Tatha Jivasya Satraptiriti Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Seeker himself is a thought. Stop seeker, seeker, I am a sadhaka, sadhaka, sadhaka. Continuously saying, no. How can I say I am Brahman Swamini? I have dukkham. Yesterday Pujya Swamiji was telling. Wise person says, I am sukhi. Aham sukha swarupaha anandaha. Otherwise person say, I am sukhi dukhi. I am sukhi, I am dukhi. It is elongated. That means most of the time dukhi. Once in your mind, sukhi. Sukhi, dukhi. Swamiji was joking. So the otherwise person is dukhi, sukhi, dukhi. What about wise person? Sukhi, sukhi, sukhi. Always remaining in that sukha swarupam, ananda swarupam. This is the difference between wise person and otherwise person. A man, informed person, wise person, who is exposed to Shastra from a great teacher. So therefore, there is no dukkham at all. I am Brahman now. You have to remove the notion that I am a Brahman. I am not Brahman, that notion you have to drop. When you drop, the more you soak into Shastra properly, systematically, you should not eat at a time. For 2 days I am going to do upavasam. Let me eat today itself everything. Indigestion comes. Systematically, every day, little, 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 you have to eat. Similarly, Vedanta also like that. Okay, next shloka we will teach. Shloka 82. Navabhyosti parah pratyangam. Parah pratyang naiva vedah paramparam tad vijnanad bhavet tulyam muktir vedanta dindimaham. Navabhyaha, you have to supply few words here. Navabhyaha purushebhyaha. Again example, dashtanta comes later. Drishtanta he further analyzes. Navabhyaha purushebhyaha paraha dashamaha asti. There is a tenth man. From all these 9 persons, there is a 10th man. Other person, 10th man is there. நவப்யஹ புருஷேப்யஹ பரஹ மீன்ஸ் அதர் ஒன், அதர் ஒன் மீன்ஸ் எதர் ஒன் அதர் தன் நைன் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். தேர் இஸ் டென்த் மேன், தசமஹ அஸ்தி பரஹ தசமஹ அஸ்தி. ஆப்த வாக்கியம், ஆப்த வாக்கியம். ஹவு திஸ் தசமஹ அஸ்தி, யூ நீட் நாட் லுக் அப் அண்ட் டவுன், யூ நீட் நாட் லுக் ரைட் சைட் அண்ட் லெப்ட் சைட், யூ நீட் நாட் லுக் எட் எனி சைட். வை? லுக் எட் யுவர் செல்ஃப். Stop becoming extrovertedness, no? Stop becoming extroverted. That's the main job you have to do. Don't poke your nose in everything. Stop extrovertedness. Itching, you know, some people have got itching. And curiosity. Paramarthananda Swami says, trim your curiosity, you know. Trim your curiosity. Don't have curiosity to know this, that and all external things. The moment you reduce your curiosity to know outside things, which are worthless, really speaking, you become introverted. When your mind become more introverted, that mind get lots of quality time, quality thinking. This is the toughest task for many people. The toughest task. Chumma irukku maatom. So we want to do this and that. All mind chattering. Mind chattering. Wise person is one. Wise person is one whose mind is not doing any chattering. Chattering enna theriyumo? It is talking inside. Ignorant person's mind is always chattering box without opening the mouth. Internal chattering. Wise person is one whose mind is free from chattering. There are no internal, you know, turmoil. That is called mastery, born out of knowledge. Every vritti thought is internal chattering. Every vritti holds an object. Every thought holds an object. Either this object or that object. Hold means don't take the literally holding. Every vritti is associated with one name or one form. One name or form, it is associated. Desk thought, table thought, chair thought, woman thought, man thought, flower thought, any thought. No vritti can stay without name and form. First, every vritti associated with an object. That every object is mithya, namarupa. It is not satyam. Therefore, I need not worry about that object. This is the process. I am giving the clue. Okay. So how to keep the mind without any chattering inside? When the thought comes, what you are going, wherefore you are going? A so and so object, suppose. What is that object? You have to ask. Is there such object really? No, I am thinking about pot now. Is there pot? You have to ask the mind. Where the pot vritti comes, it is holding on to pot. And the pot, my pot, comes. My pot. It is beautiful. Attachment. Like that I develop slowly. When it is coming, I have to think there is no pot at all. The nama rupa are mithya. Therefore that vritti is also mithya. When, how can mind chatter now, tell me? Very easy to say. That you have to practice a length of time. This is called sadhana. This is called contemplation. It is not worth worrying. You know. This worth thinking means, okay, food is there, I have to eat it. It's okay. use them. It is not worth worrying. WW. It is not worth worrying. That's what we are asking. You need not worry. Look into the shloka. Navabhyaha purushaha purushebhyaha dashamaha asti paraha dashamaha asti. In what form this dashamaha asti? You are the tenth man, pratyang. Pratyang means yes, he himself. The tenth man is pratyang, not anyone else. You yourself. Param, but unfortunately, tam param anyam na navajnaha dashamaha ahamasmi iti na veda. All are supplied inside. Na veda. He himself is the tenth man, but he do not know. Na veda. Who is that? Param. Param means other than nine students. There is another, anyam. Param means anyam. Other than ninth one. First one, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth, like that, if you go on taking, other than this nine, anyam, param, na veda, he do not know. As himself, I am the tenth man, he do not, prachang, I myself, he do not know, na veda. Why? Param, another param. Is unfortunate, but unfortunately, he do not know. But if he knows that, tad vijnanat, if he knows, tad vijnanat means, I am the inner self, atma swarupam, or I am the dashamaha, drishtante aham dashamaha, vijnanat means tad vijnanartham guru meva bhigachit. By knowing through the teacher, jnanat bhavet tulya muktihi. It is as good as moksha for him. Release from the worry of the tenth man. Muktihi tulya. For example, take an example. First you have to supply whole thing. Then darshtanta. Two times you have to read this shloka. First time you have to take drishtanta, then goes to dashtanta. Navabhyaha purushebhyaha paraha asti, the tenth man asti. Param pratyang na veda. Param pratyang na veda. Anatmabhyaha paraha. Anatmabhyaha paraha na veda. Other than nine students, he do not know himself. In Rashtanta, you have to say anatmabhyaha means nine anatmas are he is going to enumerate in the next shloka. Nine anatmas, other than nine anatmas, he do not know himself. He is a different one. Paraha, atma swarupam, he do not know. What are those nine? We'll see in that shloka. Don't look into that. Okay. Now he is going to say that Ashtanta, how you have to say. Example, I said Purushebhyaha Navabhyaha Paraha Dashamaha Asti Param, but unfortunately Param pratyang na veda. He do not know that he himself is the tenth man. Tad vijnanat means dashamatva vijnanat. By knowing the tenth man, mukti hi tulya bhavati. It is as good as relief, na? Great relief from that worry. You can take that way. So, navabhyaha. Now, darshtanta. You have to see navabhyaha anatmabhyaha paraha asti. Navabhyaha means future sloka, what I am going to do, anatmas, nine anatmas, navabhyaha paraha, other than nine anatmas, which I am going to enumerate, இந்த 83 ஸ்லோகா நவபியா அநாத்மபியா ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோகா இட்ஸ் வி டோன்ட் ரிமெம்பர். இஃப் யூ கோட் த லேட்டர் ஸ்லோகா ஹவு டு வி நோ? யூ ஹாவ் டு வெயிட். ஓகே. நவபியா அநாத்மபியா பரஹ அஸ்தி. சோ நவபியா அநாத்மபியா பரஹ கஹ அஸ்தி? சாட்சி சைதன்யம் அஸ்தி. அங்க பிரத்யங் அந்த சாட்சி சைதன்யம் அஸ்தி. சாட்சி சைதன்யம் அஸ்தி இது ந வேத. He do not know I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam, Pratyak Atma, the inner self. I am the self here. He do not know. Navabhyaha anatmabhyaha paraha asti saha paraha, the other one, I am, other than those nine anatmas, I am that Pratyak Atma. He do not know. How can you know? Sad vijnanat சமித் பாணி. அங்கே ஆப்த வாக்கியம், இங்க குரு ஆப்த வாக்கியம், பிரஸ்தான திரயம் அர்த்தம். குரு ஹேஸ் டு டீச். சோ மோக்ஷா பிராப்தி, சோ சம்சார நிவத்தி இஸ் பாசிபிள். சம்சாரா இஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஃபார் ஆல் எலிமினேட்டட். சோ த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லெசன் த்ரூ த ஸ்டோரி we have to learn. What are the two lessons in true story? This tenth man has to stop searching for tenth man, giving up of extrovertedness. Similarly, this jiva should not search for Brahman outside. He should not search it outside. Extrovertedness he has to give up. This is the first lesson from the story. We have to learn story. Nanna irka swamini dashama drishtantah, what is the purpose of the story? May you not become extroverted. Don't think about all family members all the time. Think about yourself. Don't think people laugh. You have become so selfish after going to Vedanta class. Swami said on Guru Purnima day, the selfishness is better than that selfishness. Selfishness for moksha is better than that selfishness with raga, dvesha. That selfishness is worst selfishness. Therefore, this selfishness, I heard from one Mahatma used to say when I was very young. I used to hear, Atmano mokshartham jagat hitaya chana. It was a very great leader, patriarch. Atmano mokshartham jagat hitaya cha. For the well-being of society, I want to attain moksha. So I am included in society. It is not swartham, it is not selfish. People think like that. But if you come to this selfishness, many people are saved from your selfishness. From your ragadvesha, hankara, mamakara, selfishness, thank God, they are all saved when you come to this selfishness. So it is good. Okay. Therefore, what? First, extrovertedness you have to drop. Yesterday, Pooja Swami was telling, this tamasic person, rajasic person, what they do? Always complains, no? சாட்டர் பாக்ஸ் என்ன தெரியுமா மைண்ட்? இட் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் கம்ப்ளைனிங் ஆன் சம்திங் ஆர் அதர். வெரி யூஃபிமிஸ்டிக்கலி கம்ப்ளைனிங் தான், எல்லாமே கம்ப்ளைண்ட்ஸ் தான். ஸ்டாப் கம்ப்ளைனிங் ஃபர்ஸ்ட். ஸ்டாப் கம்ப்ளைனிங் அண்ட் எனி திங் எல்ஸ். இஃப் யூ ஸ்டாப் திஸ், 80% ஆஃப் யுவர் சாதனா இஸ் ஓவர். ஓன்லி 20% ரிமைன் on any person, on anything in the world. Really, we consume more energy also. Our mind become healthy mind. Try. This is a great sadhana. Complaining. Don't be as a complaint box. Namakariyamane today, how many and on how many things and how many people we have done complaints, either externally, verbally or internally. Some people don't do externally, verbally, they do internally, and they are nurturing that complaints. Go on and on and on, no limit for that. Really our energy is draining, no? Our energy is going waste by complaints. Not only complaints about others, complaint about yourself. I am unintelligent is a complaint on yourself. I am not a good accomplisher, complaints on yourself. Stop complaining on yourself also. I am not knowledgeable. I am not well informed. I am not doing things well. What? All these are complaints. Stop complaining on others. What to do? Something has to do, no? I won't do complaining on myself. Pity of myself is complaining myself. That is more worse, you know. Never complain on yourself also. This is a wonderful sadhana. Let us start that, no? Already started, wonderful. Okay. What is the second sadhana? First we have to understand Brahma Dashamaha Asti Jnanam Paroksha Jnanam also Aptavakyam. Brahma Dashanta. Dashamaha Asti, tenth man is there, is a statement done by that Mahatma, is also a Vakyam. Paroksha Jnanam is also born out of a statement. Brahma only comes for me. Dashamaha Swamasi. You are only that Brahman, Aparoksha Jnanam. This is also born out of what? Vakyam. Again, statement. Why I am telling this? When we are studying Shastra, after knowing Brahma, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, Panchakosha Vilakshanaha, Sariratraya Vilakshanaha, Nanna Puriyarthu Swamini, Paroksha Jnanam. How to get Aparoksha Jnanam? Therefore, I want to do meditation. My student is telling today, Swamini, yesterday one person came to my house. You give 3,000 rupees, I will show you God. He told yesterday. She was sitting silently without talking anything. From somewhere he came, somebody gave her address, he came. And he was telling, you give 3,000, I am a guru. I got a certificate also as a guru. You know, like that people say, I'll show God. No? Paroksha Vakyam is also Vakyam. Aparoksha Vakyam, you are Brahman, it is also Vakyam. You need not go and do meditation for Aparoksha Jnanam. I want to experience Brahman. Again Guru Vakyam only. Again Vakya Dvara Eva Aparoksha Jnanam Bhavati. Paroksha Jnanam Brahma Asti Tat Brahma Swamasi Aparoksha Jnanam. You are that Brahman. Aparoksha Jnanam. That also through Vakyadeva Paroksha Jnanam. Vakyadeva Mahavakyadeva Aparoksha Jnanam. Aparoksha Jnanam. Direct knowledge. Paroksha na indirect knowledge. Brahma is there is indirect knowledge. When you get to Mukti, Aham Brahmasmi, direct knowledge should come. How it can come? Again, Guru only, Vakya only. No other way. But unfortunately, many people think Aparoksha Jnanam take, we have to do something. Samadhi, Nirvikalpata Samadhi, like that. They are thinking. What to do? Next shloka, 83. Navabhasannavam Natva Navo Padhinavatmana Nitya Gnatva Vasishtetu Maunam Vedanta Dindimaha. What are those nava anatmas? 9 are different from atma. What are they? In commentary, in the third line he gives nava. Number 1 is vishayaha. Third line, last sentence. Number 1 is vishayaha. Vishayaha means external world. Number 2, dehaha means physical body. Number 3, indriyam means sense organs. Pancha jnani indriyani, pancha karma indriyani. Prana. Number 4, vishayaha, dehaha, indriya, prana. 5 pranas. Manaha, mind, 6th one. Buddhihi, 6th one, intellect. Ahankara, 7th one, ego. Chitta, memory, 8th one. 9th one is ajnana. Ajnana means ignorance. Rupan means in the form of. These 9 anatmas are there. Paraha asti. I am not the world, I am not the body, I am not the sense organs, I am not the mind, I am not the intellect, I am not the ego, I am not the memory, I am not the ignorance. I am Brahma. So, navabhasan nava. Here you have to do. Here also, 2 times you have to take one, read twice. One time for example, one time for Dashtanta, original. Navabhasan nava upadhin. First we take example. You have to supply Purushan. Navabhasan, afterwards nava is there. There you supply Purushan. Nava Purushan, nava Atmana Jnatva. Knowing 9 people as 9, nava Atmana Jnatva means knowing 9 people, 9 students, 9 friends. Avanoda friends thane, and the 9 boys. 9 as 9 Jnatva. That means what? The first one is not 10th one, second one is not 10th one, third one is not 10th one, fourth one is not 10th one, fifth one is not 10th one, sixth one is not 10th one, seventh one is not 10th one, eighth one is not 10th one, ninth one is not 10th one. Drishtantam. You have to supply to the Ashtanta. That is why I am doing, like mantra I am doing, chanting. In Drishtanta, this boy, nava Atmana, nava Purushan Jnatva, knowing the 9 as 9, not as 10, nava Purushan, nava Atmana Jnatva. Second line, Guru Upadeshena, that Apta Upadeshena. Second line, Jnatva is the Guru Upadeshena. Aptopadeshena. Because 9 he knows. The 10th man we require Guru. That is why Guru Upadeshena we have to supply. Or Apta Upadeshena. After eliminating 9 persons. Eliminating means what? 9 are here. Okay, let them be there. The remaining one. The one who is counting, the counter of 9, the counter of counted 9, okay, remaining as a counting person, anartham. Avashishte is there, remaining as a counter of 9, avashishte. That avashishte is very important. After counting, who remains? The counter remains. Counter, not bank counter. Okay. The Navagraha counter. Avashishte dashamatvam gnatva. Gnatva means him gnatva. Dashamatvam gnatva, you have to supply. தசமத்வம் ஞாத்வா அவசிஷ்டே தசமத்வேன அவசிஷ்டே தசமத்வம் ஞாத்வா knowing that remaining the 10th man அவசிஷ்டே தசமத்வேன knowing the 10th man as himself தசமத்வேன அவஸ்தாய அவசிஷ்டே தசமத்வேன அவஸ்தாய remaining as the 10th man knowing the 10th man is there and remaining himself as 10th man அவஸ்தாய மௌனம் மௌனம் பவேத் let him be மௌனம் silent silent என்ன here மௌனம் என்ன முனி பாவனா remain calm quiet no turmoil further this is the drishtanta now comes to darshtanta nava aabhasan aabhasan fake fake self that nine vishayaha indriya manaha buddhi ahankara all those nine are nava aabhasan all are fake one nava aabhasan where are they nava upadhin they are all in upadhi which are all upadhistha they are all in upadhin vishayaha nava upadhin nava atmana gnatva nava atmana they are all belong to this person who is the individual nava atmana gnatva tan eva michha iti gnatva all those nine tan you have to supply enna tan tan all those nine second line tan supply michha iti gnatva knowing all those nine are belong to anatma mithya unreal mithya gnatva then what to do don't say nothing is there avashishte atmani avasthaya maunam chad avashishte atmani what remains once you negate anatma all not vishaya mano buddhi ahankara cittani naham all negating negator remains that is called avashishte who is that awareer sakshi chaitanyam avashishte atmani in your own self atma the awareer the consciousness avasthaya means claiming avasthaya means not sitting in samadhi not tamil avastha avasthaya means claiming owning abiding avasthaya kim kuryat maunam syat mayo vikham meditative na you are in your own meditation don't take another meditation okay here meditation means vedantic meditation contemplation you remain as yourself This is the meaning. Next verse.
Parame Brahmani Swasmin Previlapya Akhilam Jagat Gayan Advaitam Atmanam Aste Vedanta Dindimaha
None of us lacking Brahma Anubhava None of us lacking Brahma Anubhava Everyone is lacking Brahma Jnanam All of us have Brahma Ignorance You need not work for Brahman experience. We need not work for Brahma Anubhava or Brahman experience. Why? Now, here itself, you the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Brahma Anubhava is here. Ever evident. Not knowing this, I am Brahman, Swayam Jyoti Aham, self-evident I am. Not knowing this, That is called Brahma Ajnanam. We are having Brahma Ajnanam. We are not lacking Brahma Anubhava. What we have to work for? To remove Brahma Ajnanam. But people are working for what? Not working for Brahma Jnanam, but working for Brahma Anubhava. Tapping at the wrong door. So you have to work for Brahma Jnanam, not for Brahma Anubhava. Atraiva Brahma Samashnate. Here now itself I am Brahman. I cannot be other than Brahman. But somehow managing, no? We are all managing not to claim. So that the teacher can take classes, no? If you claim also, you can listen Shastra. What is that? Okay. Parame Brahmani Swasmin. Parame, the supreme. In that supreme Brahman, Brahmani Swasmin. Parame Brahmani na akam pakam baka kodaj. Dakshinataha, uttarataha, urdham, adho. Not like that. Swasmin. Yove danihitam guhayam parame vyoman. So swasmin, my son, as Sakshi Chaitanyam. Pravilapya akhilam jagat. Akhilam jagat, the entire universe. Pravilapya, you have to resolve. All karyams have to merge into karanam. All products have to merge into its own product, its own karanam. Its own karanam, cause. That is called pravilapanam. That is a nice word used in Taittiriya Upanishad. Pravilapanam. All five koshas, koshatva nischayaha. Annamaya kosha, do pravilapanam into pranamaya kosha. Pranamaya into manomaya. Manomaya resolve into vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya resolve into anandamaya. Anandamaya resolve into anandam brahma, brahma puccham pratishtha. This is called pravilapanam. This is a sadhana. Actually, we have to do contemplation this way. Mithyatma nishtayam, koshatma nishtayam, anatmatma nishtayam. Annamaya atma, first we introduce as atma. Then we say not atma, then prana is atma, then mana is atma, then we negate it. That's called pravilapanam. Koshatma nishtayam, anatmatma nishtayam. All this we have to do. That is called pravilapanam. Then what he does after doing pravilapanam? In that Taittiriya Upanishad, the wise person singing on the top, sitting on the top of the mountain and singing from the Taittiriya Upanishad. Ha, uha, uha, u. Ahamannam, ahamannam, ahamannam. Ahamannado, ahamannado, ahamannadaha. Ahagdashlokatrit, ahagdashlokatrit, ahagdashlokatrit. I am everything. I am adhishtanam of this entire universe. Gayan, don't sing, it's singing in Mohana Ragam or something. Okay, Gayan means talking in artham. Gayan, Taittiriya Upanishad, Bhrigavalli, 10th Anuvada. Gayan, what Gayan, what he is talking? Advaita Atmanam, I am the non-dual Brahman, the self, Atmanam. Then he remains, Aste, he remains. Who says? Vedanta Dindimaha, Krishna Yajurveda, says Taittiriya Upanishad. Next shloka. Pratilo manulo mabhyam. Vishwaro papavadayo. Chintane shishyate tattvam. Iti Vedanta dindimaha. Now he is giving a clear-cut idea how to do pravilapanam. Pravilapanam means exact meaning is resolution. Resolving the effect into its cause. Just like melting the ornament, it merges into its cause, gold. Swarna avaranam pravilapanam swarnam. Swarnaya pravilapanam. Every cause merges into its, every effect merges into its cause. Pratiloma anulomabhyam. The adhyaropa apavada, the srishti prakriya. Adhyaropa means superimposition. Apavada means negation. So adhyaropa apavada. Adhyaropa is called anuloma. Akasha dvayuhu vayo ragnihi agnirapaha adhya prithivi. Vatapur tasmat. Tasmat dva etasmat atmana akashasambhutaha. So akasha to vayu to agni to jala to prithivi. All this is called anuloma. This is called adhyaropa, srishti prakriya. Space is born, air is born. Like that we are talking srishti prakriya. Having said this srishti prakriya, superimposition, deliberately Upanishad introduced srishti. After telling that Brahman is the satyam jagat karanam, this jagat is tatastha lakshanam of Ishvara. So jagat, nama rupa, akasha, vayu, agni, jala, all are not real. They are only karyam. Akasha is karanam from the standpoint of air. But akasha is karyam from the standpoint of atma. Similarly, agni is the karyam, vayu is the karanam. Vayu means air. Fire is the product of vayu. Similarly, water is the product, fire is the cause. Now, fire is the cause or karyam or karanam? Both. From the standpoint of water, it is karanam. From the standpoint of vayu, it is karyam. So, this is the srishti prakriya, adhyaropa, anuloma paddhati. Then apavada, adhyaropa apavada yoho, vishwa. Vishwa means of this creation. Apavada, how you have to merge in, you have to merge this prithivi into water. From down you have to go. Pratiloma, reverse order. Pratiloma means in reverse order. What reverse? Reverse spelling correct. In reverse order, pratiloma, earth has to merge into its cause, water. Water has to merge into its cause, fire. Fire has to merge into its cause, air. Air has to merge into its cause, space. Space has to merge into moola karanam, Brahma. Once akasha, vayu, agni, apaha, jalam, all these are not there, where is karanatvam status for Brahman? Therefore, Brahman is karya karana vilakshana. When I show the pot, what is there? If you say, if you accept the pot, clay has got the karanatvam status. When you, as long as you accept there is a pot, product, its cause is what? Clay. So clay is maintaining what status? Karanatvam status. How it has got karanatvam status? Causality, causal status, because you have given the reality to the pot, karyam. After studying Vedanta, you have understood that there is no pot. Ghataha nasti. Karyam ghataha nasti. There is no pot, product at all. When product is not there, karyam, ghataha, product is not there, the karanatva status of clay disappears. As long as you accept the pot only, clay has got the karanatvam status. The clay status you take out. Similarly, as long as you see the world as karyam, 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 Brahman has got the Karnatvam status. Prithivi is Namarupa. Vayu, Agni, Akash, all are Namarupa merging. Then, what about Brahman Karanatvam status? Jagat Karanam Brahma. Brahma Asti. Karya Karana Vilakshanam Yat Brahma Tattvam Asibhavayatmani. Therefore, Chintane Shishyate Tattvam Adhyaropa Anuloma Apavada Pratiloma Dvara. Chintane, veetla ukkarandhu chintanam pannudhu. Class, when you come to the class and understand, chintane, shishyate, what remains? Tattvam, the reality. What is that reality? Karya karana vilakshanam brahma shishyate. Brahman is neither cause nor effect. Brahman is appearing as a world. We all nod our heads. World is mithya. Namarupa are mithya. World is mithya. Who is the karanam of this world? Brahman. Once world is mithya, karyam is mithya, what is Brahman karanatvam status? Also mithya. Brahman is not mithya. Brahmanaha karanatvam status is mithya. Karanatvam is not there. So he is going to conclude, summarizing the entire teaching. Namarupabhimanasyat samsaras sarvadehinam sachidananda drishtisyat muktir vedanta dindimaham. So jagataha karyatva nishedha, brahmanaha karanatva nishedha is called apavada. These are all we saw in Taittiri Upanishad. Just we are memorizing. What is Taittiri Upanishad? Don't ask me. Okay. You are all Dindima students. Nama Rupa Abhimanaha. You can understand. Abhimana. Identity with name and form. If anyone pronounces our name improperly or writes our spelling improperly, I am very much disturbed. That is called Abhimana. Syat, if it is there, that identity with our name and form, our figure. Okay. Samsaraha sarvadehinam. For all embodied. Sarvadehinam means for all embodied. For all embodied ones means all human beings only have this complex, no? In the complex lirikana, salana complex lirikana. Apartment ke complex and pair. Okay. Sachidananda drishtihi syat. Suppose you have a vision that I am sat chit ananda swarupam. This Brahma lakshanam is my lakshanam. Because I am Brahman, muktihi syat. Liberation is possible. Very, very simple. Who says? Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.